the top 10 biggest clubs in the world. I've given this a due diligence that it needs. I've picked the 10 biggest clubs. We're factoring in every metric. The biggest clubs in the world. I've got my list. And Mr. Ade Oladipo, welcome, sir.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have you got your list?
I have my list.
Okay, do you want to kick us off with number 10?
Happy to. Chelsea are my number 10.
10th biggest club in
the
world.
10th biggest club in the
world. So there are 9 bigger teams than Chelsea.
I could have gone 15 bigger clubs than Chelsea, but Chelsea have this thing. Fan base wise, not the biggest, but trophy wise, they have to be into consideration. They just have to be. Chelsea, one of those teams, they could be 17th one season or next season and win a trophy.
Yeah.
Makes no sense. Every single time. Have Chelsea in the last 15 years gone without two seasons without winning a trophy?
We have, but only in the new ownership. The first couple of seasons of the new owners.
Okay, cool.
We went nearly 30 years without doing that prior to the ownership.
Yeah, European Cup winners, league winners, FA Cup winners. Even when Chelsea were struggling, they used to win the FA Cup. It was just their thing of winning a trophy, even so, albeit a smaller one. But yeah, Chelsea, without a doubt, and the players that they can attract as well to the club.
Yeah. There's a slight problem with putting Chelsea this low. There's a slight problem. And
I thought you were going to say slight problem putting Chelsea so high.
Let me tell you, or at least present my case as to why I think it's too low. And it isn't something that I'm saying with any love here.
Go on.
I just think that the power of the Premier League carries a lot of weight.
The power of the Premier League does, but the Premier League's been in existence for 34 years. There was a period before the Premier League where teams were big.
I still think
that carries a lot of weight. I think it carries a lot of weight.
Okay.
But you're right. Premier League is big, but I don't think Chelsea have done enough to eclipse some of the behemoths in front of them.
Yeah.
Not enough. And by the way, look, 10th biggest club in the world is massive.
Yeah.
You're not happy, are you?
No, because I don't think it's accurate, but I'm sort of factoring in. I'm enjoying this conversation because I'm enjoying this dialogue because it's influencing the way I feel about my list.
Okay, go on, your 10.
Okay.
That start was insane. That could have been like a 20-second start. Just tell me your 10.
I'm putting it forward to discuss.
No.
Okay, so what I've written.
That's not
what
bad
I've
again.
Written, but having discussed it, I'm now not so sure.
No,
because I think you've made some good points.
But you can't just do that.
No, okay.
I could do that.
Okay, I'm putting it forward as what I've written, but I believe it may be wrong now.
Go on, go ahead.
But my motivation for writing it, we've got to explore as well.
Okay, go on.
I've written Paris Saint-Germain. And the reason what I was trying to do is to try, which I don't naturally do. Yeah. I get a lot of grief for being a nostalgia merchant and things like that. People always tell me that I think of the past too much.
Yeah.
What I was trying to do was sort of embrace the modern era of football.
Absolutely not.
And understand who Paris Saint-Germain are now.
You know what? There'll be French football fans that'll be screaming watching this and let's chuck Marseille in it then. Do you know what I mean? Like Paris Saint-Germain, I would have argued that.
Like, Paris Saint-Germain weren't as big as Marseille.
Are Paris Saint-Germain bigger than Man City?
Yes.
No.
They are.
They're not. Well, because of the fan base.
I think. If you think about what Paris Saint-Germain,
they both remind me of each other, but Man City have won so much more.
Did you not think? Let me give you my reasons as to why I'm trying to acknowledge Paris Saint-Germain. I don't particularly like PSG. I've been there far too many times with Chelsea. It hasn't always ended well. But firstly, think about what they had with that triumvirate. You know when they had. Firstly, Paris as a city is about as iconic as you can get.
Agreed.
They are the sole proponent of Paris.
There is a Paris FC, I think.
No, but
yeah,
it'd be like saying that there's other London. If Chelsea were the only London team, or Arsenal were the only London team, there's Brentford or something. Yeah, it doesn't matter. There is Paris Saint-Germain. So they're a one-team city in one of the most iconic and beautiful cities
in the world. They're just too new in terms of...
No, but they're brand new.
Yeah, but in terms of being at this table as the biggest clubs in the world, they're just too brand new.
It's interesting that you say that, though, because another reason why I'm suggesting that perhaps they deserve to be on this table is because of their newness.
That means you have to have Man City in there.
Man City are very old. They've got new success, but they're a very old club. Paris Saint-Germain are a brand new club, realistically. Paris Saint-Germain are probably only as old as our parents.
Yeah.
And look at what they've done in that period of time. I think that's kind of relevant as well.
What about
when they had this triumvirate? The city of Paris, about as iconic as it gets. Nike as a brand was very interwoven,
the
Jordan thing.
Yeah.
So Nike... I don't need to say anymore.
Yeah.
And then Lionel Messi. They had Lionel Messi.
And it all failed.
And it failed. Yeah.
And it failed.
It didn't fail.
It did fail because, we could go there and still win domestically. It failed in terms of what their main aim was. That triumphant. Okay, what about what's happened since? Neymar and you had Mbappe had to win something.
What about what's happened since? They've won a European Cup.
Fair.
Like just to talk about this, you and I both live a stone's throw away from London's fashionable West End.
Yeah.
I hate even saying this, but I've just got to present a case. There is a Paris Saint-Germain shop on Oxford Street.
Yeah.
Does that not demonstrate the Paris Saint-Germain logo?
No.
You know what Jay-Z said about the New York.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the Paris Saint-Germain logo
it's
has become a fashionable.
It's big. It is, and I almost feel like in
they've
10 years' time,
just had a Ballon d'Or winner. They've just had a Ballon d'Or winner.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, finding extras, aren't you?
I'm trying to, because look, historically, your reference to Marseille is so spot on, but the days of Basil Boli and Jean-Pierre Papin are confined to history now. Like that, you and I know Basil Boli.
Yeah.
I guarantee you there will be some people watching this, and I hope they enjoy this kind of chat, but they'll be now Googling Basil Boli.
Yeah, but that's
they'll be Googling Jean-Pierre
Papin.
That's
an age thing. That's their fault.
A Bidi Pelé.
Upgrade yourselves.
No, but
that's their fault.
I'm saying that not out of spite or sneeriness to anybody that doesn't know who Bidi Pelé is. I'm saying it because it was so long ago that you can be a legitimate football fan now and not really know that Marseille were what you're saying.
Now
they were.
Knowing that you have PSG in your top 10, I'm now fascinated to see what you've got in your oven.
Okay,
because you clearly.
But PSG
you
could
clearly,
be wrong.
One second. How many Italian teams you got on your list?
One.
Okay, we have a problem.
One, because I nearly had two, but
we have
one.
A problem then.
But I think I can rationalise it.
I know who you've got, and I know who you
have. The one I've got is non-negotiable.
I know who you haven't got then.
Yeah, you do. But look, focus with me for a moment on PSG. And look, I'm happy to be wrong here, Ad.
One second. Wait. Let's get to the list. I love this.
Wait, I enjoy the didactic nature of this, right? If you can educate me, I can hold my hands up.
No, my education to you is that this is a new team who has spent $5 billion on assembling a squad. And there are old teams here with so much more rich history. And I'm not going way back. I'm not talking Nottingham Forest times or Villa. But I'm saying there's teams that are recent success that deserve to be in this.
So if you're saying Marseille, on some level you're going to...
Marseille, not in my top. In France, I think most people would say Marseille are a bigger club than Paris Saint-Germain.
I think were. It'd be like me going... You know, if we were doing this list when we were kids, when Alan McCoist and Mark Haley were leading the line for Glasgow Rangers, Rangers would be on this list. You know, if we were doing it a decade or so later when Henrik Larsson was scoring goal after goal and they were winning 9 in a row, you put Glasgow Celtic on this list. There was a time when you could have put Partizan Belgrade on the list.
No.
There's a time when you could have put Benfica on the list.
You're right, but the difference with that, your argument there is, if I'm picking two Scottish teams, fair enough, but you're picking a French team over another French team, and the French team that you're picking...
Now, today?
Marseille are bigger in terms of trophies. Marseille are bigger.
But by that logic, so was Saint-Étienne. By that logic, Saint-Étienne were until very recently the most...
I wouldn't pick them either.
Eddie, I'm trying to modernise.
I wouldn't pick them.
To be the man I want to be, I'm constantly slandered, right, for viewing football through the lens of nostalgia. I'm trying to modernise. If we wanted to do a list that went Benfica, Partizan Belgrade, Glasgow Rangers, Glasgow Celtic, Marseille, PSV Eindhoven, fine. That would have been a list once. There has to be an evolution to this.
Sampdoria would have been in it. There has to be an evolution, but you can't add a new club to that evolution when there's 10 others that are still fighting and then still, I think, bigger than that new club. That's just my thing.
Okay. So I'll stick to it. Maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe people at home watching are going to be like, Addy, you're an old fogey. Like maybe
I don't think so. I think I will be wrong in terms of the comments, but we'll find out. In 9, I've gone for Ajax.
In 9, okay, go on.
I've gone for Ajax in 9.
The reasoning
is because I think that certain clubs, and Ajax are almost a key component of this, they're almost founding fathers of football.
Yeah,
they did something truly incredible in football. Oh, when you think about that team that they built, that were all from the Ajax academy, all from basically Amsterdam. When Patrick Kluivert scored that goal in a European Cup final in 1995, the team was truly, it was Aaron Winter, it was the two De Boers,
Jari Litmanen.
It was Jari Litmanen, he was finished, but it was Jari Litmanen, it was Mark Overmars. Mm. It was truly unbelievable. And then the following season, they made it to another year. In 96, they should have retained it. Nobody
Finidi George. I remember him.
Finidi George.
Kanu. Mate, it was an incredible team.
But they were robbed of retaining it because it was the Juve era that was... controversial. You know, the team that they lost to in the final, the team that Ajax got to the final 96.
Yeah.
And by the way, we're not even touching on the history previous.
The 70s, the Johan Cruyff.
Yeah, Johan Cruyff.
They've got to be in.
Total football.
Mate, probably. You know, everyone
incredible
says.
Incredible support
as
well.
Yeah, everyone would always reference, and rightly so, the Barcelona team, right? That Barcelona team that.
Doesn't exist without Cruyff.
I'm telling you. Yeah.
Doesn't exist.
Doesn't exist. I have my number nine. I have Juventus.
Yeah.
Juventus have number nine. I've got Ajax at eight.
Ajax at eight. I've got Juve at nine.
Okay. Me growing up, it was just all Juventus. Mm. All I remember was sort of Del Piero. I just remember Del Piero. I remember Zidane. Yeah, Zidane. I remember Nedved. Yeah. I remember the lot of them. And I was thinking, this team is just unstoppable.
Yeah, there was a time.
There was a time
there?
When
there
it felt like they were winning Scudetto after Scudetto after. I don't know how many Italian leagues they won. I know they had the issue where they got relegated. But when I think of that black and white striped jersey, Edgar Davids and Thuram, everyone seemed to play for Juventus.
Yeah.
There was a time, without a shadow of a doubt, they were the biggest club in world football. There was a time when they were the biggest club in world football. Who was bigger than them at the time?
Literally never that. What's
your definition of biggest club?
I don't mean everything into account.
I mean the best club.
Oh, the best team in...
The best team in the world.
Yeah, they
I don't mean the biggest.
They had a very good team. They've got a horrific record in Europe, though.
Yeah, but they've won a trophy.
Yeah, they've won it, but their record of losing finals...
You haven't got them.
You're talking like you haven't got them. Can I give you my reasoning?
How can you not have Juve? How can you have Paris Saint-Germain and not Juventus?
Juve.
Come on, Rory. No,
you can't leave. You can't leave. You can't leave me here on my own. I've got to do it all on my own. Juve, they don't have the support. They don't have the support. Like, I went to the Dele Alpi. I saw Michael Essien score at the Dele Alpi. Mm. And I was blown away at the lack of support, the volume of fans that they have. They just don't have it.
Yeah.
Like, they moved to a smaller ground.
Yeah.
So that surprised me a bit. Then, I know this is a sad reflection of Italian football. Like, this isn't how I want it to be. I adore Italian football. Anybody that watches this channel regularly will know. Look, there's a homage to... I've got Sampdoria. I've got Sampdoria here. I've got Lazio there. I've got Fiorentina here. I truly love Italian football. And growing up, if we were having this conversation when I was growing up and Signori was scoring goals for Lazio, it would be a very different story. But Juve, I just don't see them as being that giant today.
No, they're a giant still. And look, they've fallen off. But their period... In the mid-90s to the early 2000s, that little run, they have to...
And then obviously previously Platini and whatever else. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, when they had Zidane in there, peak Zidane was in their midfield with Edgar Davids.
Mm. No, you are right. Then, but am I wrong then? I'm trying to appreciate an evolution of the game. And I don't often do that.
But you can't do that by disrespecting... What came before?
I don't think it is a disrespect, though. I mean, if the list went on...
Roberto Baggio for them?
If the list went on... Yeah, I agree. I love Baggio.
So what are you doing
I was
then?
Heartbroken when Baggio missed in 94.
Yeah, so what are you doing then?
But it is so long. Do you know how long ago, Baggio... Just to demonstrate something.
Is their run... Their run that they had, is it bigger than the run that PSG have been on?
Yes, but it never got... Football is different now, and social media has changed things.
Yeah.
Juve, when they were at their best, they could never have the reach that a Paris Saint-Germain can have now. There was never a Juve shop on Oxford Street.
No, very
you know?
True. Yeah.
It's
the players that played for PSG were just so big that Juve didn't have that, did they?
No, and look, I like Juve. I mean, you know when Paul Pogba was at Juve?
Mm.
He was one of my favourite players to watch that didn't play for my club. Pogba under Conte at Juve. It was amazing.
It was amazing. It was glorious.
But can we talk about Juve in this vein that we're talking about them now? When who's Juve's main player today? Does this prove a point or does it not?
No. Who's Ajax's main player today?
Good point.
No, you ain't gonna get it.
The reason I'm saying Ajax is I'm basing Ajax in this list almost purely because of their contribution to football. And because of Johan Cruyff.
And I'm doing Juventus based on that. No, but Platini, but, Zidane, but Cruyff, Del Piero, Cruyff, Nedved. Cruyff, I've just named equally Cruyff, good players.
Cruyff and total football and those cages in Amsterdam have had an impact on football that far outweighs.
And I think Juventus did that for Italian football, the players I just mentioned. There was a period when they had, without doubt, the best players in the world.
Yeah, they had the best players, in the world. But they weren't... Ajax created the best players in the world. Okay. Wim Jonk, Aaron Winter, Dennis Bergkamp, Patrick Kluivert, Mark Overmars, Edwin van der Sar. They all came through Ajax and were schooled in this total football.
I'm not too mad at you not having Juventus in there.
Mm.
But you don't. I don't think you can have Juventus in there on the basis of having Paris Saint-Germain in there.
My Paris Saint-Germain was a nod to the modern era of football. But this is more interesting. If I didn't have Paris Saint-Germain, I would the clubs I would be thinking of next, it would be maybe one of the Glasgow clubs, maybe Inter Milan. That would be the angle. It still wouldn't be Juve.
Okay.
But look, that's it. I've gone Ajax in 9. Yeah. I've got Chelsea in 8.
Oh, it's a bit high. That's a bit high.
But there is a Premier League wait. You know when you work in London, they give you payment called London waiting. Because everything's heavier in London. I feel like everything's heavier in the Premier League. I don't want this to be true. I don't like the fact that Benfica can't compete. I don't like the fact that Brighton beat Ajax. I don't want Brighton beating Marseille in football. That's not what should happen. They shouldn't play each other. But the facts of the matter are, that's what it is. So I've got Chelsea in 8. Who's your 8?
I had Ajax in my 8.
Okay. Who's your 7?
Arsenal.
Yeah, 7's my Arsenal.
Oh, Arsenal. Finally.
7.
Finally. Oh, God. I've got no Arsenal. Argument.
I've got Arsenal in 7. Yeah, and Arsenal 7. I was really debating this because Arsenal... do you know what? I saw a clip. I don't know if you ever saw it. Arsenal, for me, particularly where I grew up, right? It's always going to be a huge football club.
Massive.
The biggest in my experience. Yeah. But do you know, I don't know if you ever saw it. There was a clip that went round. When Bayern Munich played Arsenal fairly recently, there was a clip that went round. And it was, I think it was Joel Bayer interviewing a Bayern fan.
Yeah.
And Joel was doing his thing, you know, and he's all like energetic. And he's talking to the Bayern fan and he went, but Arsenal, and Joel's speaking, he goes, but Arsenal are a massive club. And the geezer goes, yeah, in England. But the Bayern fan was basically like, you're not, we don't see you that way. And this isn't me going...
No, that's how we've had them as well. Let's be honest, that's how we've kind of treated them as well. Because they've not won the European trophy, we kind of treat them like that as well. But yeah. I'm giving them their respect.
If Arsenal had won a European Cup, if they'd won a European Cup, do you think they're way for... Yeah,
Arsenal would be like fifth or fourth. They could be that
their
high.
European record is just so detrimental to who horrendous. They want to be, isn't it?
Yeah. It's horrendous.
What you can't ever deny with regard to Arsenal, like the one metric, volume of fans. There's a billion of them.
All over the world.
There's a billion
of them. Did you go to Africa?
Is it heavy there? They're
just Arsenal shirts.
Is it heavy there?
Yeah. Arsenal, Man United.
But mate, I'm in London. Yeah. Like, do you know if Chelsea play a European Cup final, there will be a pocket of London that will be completely taken over by Chelsea fans. Like anywhere between maybe Earls Court and Parsons Green and a square around that, right? That will be completely Chelsea.
You can times that by 100 for
Arsenal. maybe you go down to one, you know, if you go, maybe you even go out to Shepherd's Bush, maybe. But it will be a pocket. If Arsenal were in a European final, it will be the same pocket that's Arsenal.
Yeah.
Like, you go out in Dalston or Highbury and Islington, it will be Arsenal.
100%.
But if you went out in Fulham, it'd be Arsenal.
Dude, I used to
if you went out in Catford, it'd be Arsenal.
Dude, I used to work for Islington Council. So I experienced Arsenal fans at there.
Everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere.
Mate, Holston. Holston. It would be Arsenal. It would be Arsenal throughout the capital.
They've got incredible support, but they've also had incredible success as well. I mean, like,
and
laughing joke.
Icons as well.
Icons, players, dude. Like, players. There's so many.
Yeah.
And you know, it helps them as well. Their icon players, a bit like Man United icon players as well now, are on TV everywhere.
Yeah.
So they're not vanishing, like Henri and Ian Wright. They're not going
but
anywhere.
They've also got one of the most likeable legends in Wright and almost non-negotiably the best Premier League player of all time.
Yeah.
It wouldn't actually be my...
Is he your opinion?
The best Premier League player of all time as well.
And then they've got probably, some might say, the best captain of all time. Yeah. Again, it's a debatable one, but Tony Adams has that kind of, when I was young, Bergkamp
as an artist,
captain. Sorry, yeah. When Adams used to kind of put his big player. Yeah.
Yeah. Why are they not higher then? Just their European record
is horrendous.
Because I've got
every
them,
single team on here. They won a European trophy.
Apart from them. It's actually quite impressive from Arsenal to be on the list.
There'll be some screaming at this, saying, one second.
When they do the Gerrard trick. But I think it's ridiculous. I
like Gerrard not winning the
Gerrard. Who's the best midfielder of the Premier League era? I think Steven Gerrard. And then people go, well, you can't say that because he never won it. I'm like, okay, I can't talk to you anymore, mate. Yeah. I've got nothing to say.
Yeah.
Arsenal are obviously on this list.
Yeah.
But you are right. If they were to, you know, if they were to have an era in Europe, you know how Chelsea had like...
They would never have it.
No, but say they had it. You know how Chelsea won a Champions League, then the following year we won a Europa League, then a decade or so later won another European Cup, then in between it we've won two, in between it we've won another Europa League, beating Arsenal actually. You know, that's a good 10 years of Europe. You know if Arsenal had like a good 10 years of Europe, or even less, good 5 years of Europe, a European Cup, a Europa League, and another Europa League.
Yeah.
Do you think they suddenly become properly in this list? Like, high?
No. Because I don't mean to be disrespectful. I look at the five teams I've got in front of them, stacked with European silverware. So this isn't just a run.
No, but it takes a period to...
Well, you say that, but Liverpool, 2004-05 and then 1920. You know how long it's taken to get the other one? So it's taken 15 years
Liverpool had it back to back as well. Yeah. Emeline Hughes in Rome.
But there are too many big teams now.
Yeah.
There's too many big boys to even think.
So and you when think Arsenal would need a 10-year
They would need, they would
four,
need
yeah.
to win
two European
three,
Cups in 7 years.
Yeah, and that ain't happening.
Not at the moment.
Unless your name's Real Madrid.
Okay, so we both agree Arsenal 7. Who have you got in 6?
AC Milan.
Okay, I've got Bayern Munich.
Okay.
I've got Bayern Munich in 6th.
I'm a bit surprised you've got Bayern that low.
I've got AC Milan way higher than you.
Have you? Okay. No,
when I say way higher, significantly higher in terms of what we have left.
Okay. How higher?
Not next.
Okay. Okay. That's interesting.
Not next. I've got AC Milan are obviously on the list.
AC Milan, obviously.
I've got
AC
Bayern.
Milan.
Is Bayern on your list?
Well,
so you've got them way higher.
Doubt, yeah.
I've got Bayern. I just think that, I think that they're 6th. Not because of the size of the club, but because of the power of the Bundesliga.
Fair.
Like the Bundesliga, in my opinion,
fair.
And this
it's the
is
weakest
our list,
league.
Like, it's the least appealing league.
No, you know what? Okay, I'm happy to move them down because of that. I forgot. I didn't really bring that into the consideration. Well, I did, but because they just win it all the time, and there are still good teams in that league, like Dortmund, are good. Okay, Fred. Bayer Leverkusen, no, you're not shaking. Okay, no. But you're right.
But
Milan,
Bayern are huge.
Enormous huge. Club.
It's the amount of fans that they have from, firstly, the rest of Germany. It's a bit Manchester United-like, Liverpool-like. You know, when you could quite easily have grown up in Leipzig and be a Bayern fan.
Yeah.
You could quite easily have grown up in Berlin and be a Bayern fan.
Yeah.
But then it's, you know, like the rest of Europe, Scandinavia, they seem to support them. Austrians seem to support Bayern. Hungarians seem to support Bayern. They've kind of got like a real European support.
100%. But that's where it stops. They won't have any support in Africa.
Probably not Africa, but I wonder how big they are
limited.
In the States.
I was just about to ask that question. It would be limited, wouldn't it?
There is a history of Germans in America that I don't know if it could be traced back to. Like German, there was a time when I think there was even like genuine potential for German to become the first language of the States.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Like years and years ago. So I don't know if there has been that kind of lineage passed down, if there is like an interest in Bayern Munich, but... It can't be as big as Arsenal's. It just can't be.
Yeah, but they're bigger than Arsenal because of
the They're bigger than
success.
Arsenal because they're
European
bigger.
Success.
Yeah,
no, European success as well. And it's funny because although we do say their league is an easy league, doesn't hold them back when it comes to competing in Europe.
No, it doesn't.
You know what I mean?
No,
sometimes it'll be like, oh, you don't play competitive games, so you might struggle when you do turn up against someone. They still run through clubs.
Yeah, that's true.
And they always attract the good players. Always get the good
and
players.
And always attract the best players of Germany.
Always.
Almost always.
And then the managers. Yeah. They get the managers as well. Yeah. Carlo Ancelotti, Pep Guardiola. I was about to say Xabi Alonso.
No, they are a proper club. Mm. Proper history. Proper heritage.
Big time.
Proper stadium. Proper icons. They got it all.
Everything.
Support base.
Everything.
Yeah, they got it all.
Yeah, they could be wherever
they could
in this
actually.
So they could be higher. In fifth.
I've got Bayern in 6th.
So I have Milan in 6th.
Okay. Who have you got in 5th?
Barcelona.
So I've got fifth Barcelona.
Yeah.
But Barcelona. I'm now thinking, you know when I say it about Bayern?
Nah.
No?
Nah.
But remember, Barcelona's success is only very recent.
Nah, but they've had the icons of all icons play for that club. Jeez! Iconic players.
They have.
Oh my lord.
No, that's true.
But it's frightening.
But do you remember Jose Mourinho mocking Barcelona, saying that he had won one European Cup and they'd won one European Cup?
Yeah.
Like, I'm old enough to remember when.
Change now, though.
It's changed now. But it's kind of what I was asking you about Arsenal.
Mm.
Barcelona had their era of.
Because
Europe.
They had the best footballer that we've ever
seen.
Yeah,
but they went from having one European Cup to having.
Yeah, because that squad. Everyone says it's the best squad we've ever seen.
Yeah.
And there's an argument there, but you're going to lose the argument, aren't you? When you look at that squad of Xavi, Iniesta, Busquets, I saw a clip of Iniesta, and I was like, I forgot how good he was because Messi was so dominant. Mm. I forgot that Iniesta and...
No, it's possibly the best midfield. That midfield trio is arguably the best midfield
of all
time.
It's phenomenal.
Is it better than Cruz, Casemiro, Modric?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Are there any other threes that compete? Manchester United's four would compete. It's not three, I loved, but Manchester
Liverpool
United's
played Seedorf, Kaká, Pirlo.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa.
Liverpool had a very good midfield. Gerard, Alonso, Mascherano. Was
that
the
same? Yeah, but that's what I'm trying to say. Look at that. And I love that lot midfield, but compared to that lot, it's just, that's not even...
What's Chelsea's best?
It's a different Lampard, sport. It's a different
Lampard,
sport.
Essien, Makélélé.
Yeah.
It's good.
It's good. It's good. But then... It isn't just that midfield. Then you go further forward and all of a sudden, it's David Villa, it's Messi. It's frightening. It's frightening.
So I've got Barcelona in five and you agree?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So Barcelona fifth. Who have you got in fourth?
Then I had Bayern Munich.
Now I've got AC Milan. So you and I have AC Milan.
That's where the switch was. Yeah.
AC Milan.
Enormous, aren't they? I've got it wrong. Well, you know what is? I haven't got it wrong because I don't think you can be wrong because they're all that good. But when you were talking about Bayern, and I think of AC Milan, and I think of what you had to compete with in the Italian league, and you're talking some of the big boys, like I'd mentioned, Inter, Juventus, Napoli, Sampdoria, you know, Fiorentina. Yeah. They were all the time, and they always still found a way to win them.
AC Milan are undoubtedly the biggest team in Italy.
Yeah.
And Italy is one of the most fertile and beautiful lands of football.
Look at you.
So simply poetic. Simply by being the biggest club of one of the probably the most beautiful footballing nation, you're bigger than Bayern. Because Germany isn't that.
Yeah.
Germany isn't France isn't that.
No.
I think England is interesting. England is interesting because of being the founding fathers and the original league.
Even maybe the Spanish league doesn't have that.
No, it doesn't. Not like Italy.
No, you're right.
Not like Italy. Football in its purest form, there is something truly emotional about the connection with Italy.
Yeah,
weirdly in the car on the way here, we were talking about that Italian World Cup.
Ridiculous.
We were talking about Pavarotti. Mm. We were talking about Scilacci. Yeah. You're talking about like, Baggio, do you know Del even Pieri, you know even the even like the bent nature, you know, like Berlusconi's bunga bunga parties.
Mate.
And do you know the thing I found amazing? I'm reading a book about it at the moment. What I found amazing, Bari on the heel of Italy.
Bari.
The Bari.
Didn't Platt play for them?
David Platt did go to
Platt
Bari.
Platt did play for
David,
Bari,
David
he?
Platt did go to Bari. Yeah. Great knowledge. But listen to how amazing this is. Bari is a very small club, historically, very small club. But they have a 65,000 capacity stadium that was built for them for the World Cup. England played there.
Yeah.
They tried to put England fans as far out of the way as possible, and England ended up playing there. The reason that they have this massive stadium that they still play in is because the president of the FA of Italy was a Bari fan. So he went in like quite a bent way. I support them. I'm going to build a massive stadium for them for the World Cup that they can have afterwards, right?
Simple.
It's the, you know, that kind of story.
I love it.
I just think it's so, it only, you know, if that was in England and like the president of RFA happened to be a Huddersfield fan and like put a World Cup fixture there. They put a Champions League fixture there, by the way.
It's crazy.
I think Partizan Belgrade won a European Cup in Bari.
It's crazy, isn't it? Even the stories of Maradona with Napoli, those stories.
When he gets out of the plane.
Mate.
When he gets out of the plane, every time he gets out of the plane, he has to do a few headers with a football. As soon as he puts the football away, he cuts it open, it's full of cocaine.
Yeah, those kind of stories.
It's
even
like,
the dark arts. Like when you think of the dark arts of them,
yeah.
Who's the kid that pulled Saka back again?
Yeah, Bonucci.
Bonucci, like there's everything about them. And Loft. So it's not just for
and
them.
And Chiellini, yeah, yeah, that partnership.
Everyone
yeah,
talks
yeah.
about the defence, but they've got everything. Like Italian football is the most complete in terms of yeah. the strikers, the midfielders, and the defence.
If someone ever said to me, "Yeah, we're gonna, you're gonna work for work or for pleasure. We're gonna go to a game. Pick a game. You can go to it." I'll be like, "Okay, obviously I'm going to Italy. Mm. Like any game in Europe, you can go abroad. We'll take you. You can go pick any stadium in Europe, and we'll take you." I don't know what stadium I pick. There's a massive chance I pick a Rome derby. But I don't know what I pick because I haven't thought about this. I'm just making it up. But I guarantee you the country I'm going to is Italy.
Yeah, I'll probably go to Turkey.
Would you?
Yeah, probably give me Galatasaray, Fenerbahce.
Jim Bom Bom.
Galatasaray, Fenerbahce, derby. Yeah. Ooh, probably might make it yeah. back. Probably have to do
but AC Milan being the biggest club yeah. in that land makes them very
fair.
High on this list.
Fair, fair.
Which means in three, this is where it's getting very serious. In three, I've gone Man United.
Good boy.
Have you?
Good boy.
Good okay, boy. Listen, this is interesting good now boy. Because there's a symmetry to this video.
Go on.
At the beginning of the video, there's a chance that I made a massive pig's ear of it by putting Paris Saint-Germain in so early. And you made a great point that it was probably wrong.
Mm.
If that is wrong, then Manchester United probably deserve to be where they are.
Mm.
But is there ever any jeopardy around Manchester United being here? Like Manchester United,
absolutely not.
They're not even a European club this year. They haven't won their domestic league for how long?
Did United could be second in this list, let's be frank. I'm not putting United second here because I'm a Liverpool fan, but United could be second.
Yeah, but they're not second at the moment. It can't just be set in stone forever. They can't be second to, say, Liverpool.
How long's the drop-off been?
It's been since Fergie left. It's been over a decade.
No, but they've still won trophies. And I don't necessarily rate the trophies.
They've won some FA Cups, but we don't give Arsenal that. You didn't give Arsenal that when we were discussing Arsenal. You didn't go, well, Arsenal won a load of FA Cups, beating Hull City in that.
Arsenal are in the list. Still in the list, though.
Yeah, but when we were talking about why they're so low, we said because of the trophy haul in Europe.
Yeah. No, it's because it's non-existent.
Yeah.
Whereas Man United have won
three. But Man United haven't won a European Cup since 2008.
Yeah, but they've won three.
They've won three, which is quite shoddy for them.
Maybe so.
Like AC Milan won seven. Yeah, and AC Milan haven't been capable of winning one since they won it.
But you know when you say, at the start of this video, you said we're going to sort of bring everything to the fore, everything to the table. Man United, in terms of financial revenue.
Okay, so...
In terms of the fact that they can still pack out down into Old this Trafford.
Is there ever a world where Manchester United perhaps bumped down the list? Is there ever a world where Manchester United aren't on the list? Is there ever a world where Barcelona overtake Manchester United in this list?
Yeah.
What is the occurrence?
More trophies.
So Barcelona win another European Cup this season? Does that elevate them over United?
Barcelona and Bayern Munich win another trophy, maybe.
And Man United aren't in it again.
And Man United a 10th.
Aren't in it again. They're not in the European Cup again.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I saw this stat, which I thought was quite shocking. In your head, you process, I know they're out of Europe this year, but in your head, you process Manchester United as a Premier League club, don't you? A Champions League club.
Yeah.
You process them as a Champions League club. They're not in it this year, but they are a Champions League club. Since Fergie retired,
go on.
They've spent far more time in the Europa League than they spent in
it's
the...
It's crazy, isn't it?
They've played far more games in the Europa League than they've played in the Champions League. Which means, by definition, you're a Europa League team.
Mm.
So Manchester United, we're talking about Europe's greats here. I've got them third as well, just so you know. We're kind of on the same page, but I'm trying to explore it. Can that ever be taken away from them?
Where did you have Ajax again?
I had Ajax 9th.
Okay, fair, because they've dropped off considerably as well. They can drop. Man, look, the top 5 and 6 here are massive clubs. So they can certainly drop down places, but not yet.
If Manchester United don't win in Europe for another... Say we're sitting here in another decade and Manchester United still have 3 European Cups. Does anything change? Are they still third?
No. They're in the top 10.
But they're not third.
No, they certainly drop. They certainly drop because by then, and I hate to say it, Man City could have won a couple more.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? So
well,
Manchester City,
like you
Paris Saint Germain, I had
Chelsea
to
win
Paris
one
Saint-Germain.
More. We win one more. We've got the same as them.
Yeah,
bearing in mind that they were competing in it every year when we were like we were in the second division at various points when they would have been winning European Cups.
Mm.
So no, I do think that there is some jeopardy, but I've got them third, which means
their place on this list in terms of where they are. Is in jeopardy, but it's still United for now.
And Liverpool above?
Without a doubt.
Yeah, they're just not... You know when you suggested that there could be...
No.
Like Liverpool, particularly in this conversation, Liverpool are comparable more to Real Madrid than they are Man United. They're closer to Real Madrid. They're closer to Real
than
Madrid.
They are to United. No.
They are.
No.
They are. How many European Cups have Liverpool won? You think about that. You think about how many finals they've been in that they haven't won.
Yeah,
like,
that's crazy, isn't it?
You get fairly average Liverpool teams. Fairly average.
Right?
Dirk Kuyt being like... Yeah. They're still in a European final.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You get fairly average Liverpool teams. Schmitzer and them winning it.
I know. Igor Biskan, Traore.
Yeah. Like, Liverpool in Europe is a force to behold.
It is. But up until Klopp came, the Premier League success just wasn't enough for us to, I think, be challenging Real Madrid, who were winning sort of league titles. Like, Liverpool's Premier League non-success is the reason why Liverpool are closer to United than Real Madrid.
Yeah.
That's the reason.
Yeah.
You can't win... I love Liverpool. You can't win two league titles in 34 years and think somehow that you are going to be...
However, you're about to go 21-20.
Maybe.
You're looking good to go 21-20. So then I don't really know what metric we're basing. I think Manchester United are a behemoth club. Of course I do. But I just think Liverpool are leaving them standing.
Yeah, because if we go 21-20, my argument then to player or fans would be, we won 3 in 6 years. As opposed to 3 and 30.
It changes, doesn't it?
We're 3 and 6.
Yeah. So just to explore this then, like, Manchester United, I think, are clearly third. They're clearly more prestigious, the Premier League and their own history than AC Milan and Barcelona and Bayern and whatever else. But I don't see them as like Liverpool, particularly with regard to this European chat. Yeah. How far are Liverpool from Real?
A million miles.
Nah.
A million miles.
Do you know...
A million miles.
This could be another thing that I just get wrong.
You know when I was, at the Club World Cup?
Yeah.
You know, because you've got PSG on. It's actually interesting because you've got PSG on here. When they played PSG, Real Madrid, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. At that stadium, the MetLife Stadium, which I think holds, it's like 80,000. I would say there was about 3,000 PSG fans.
What city is the MetLife Stadium?
New Jersey.
Okay.
About 3,000 PSG fans. Remember, big club now.
Yeah.
Big fan base. I could not believe.
What, just the rest of the stadium was Real Madrid.
And Gareth Bale said to me, and he said, there are big clubs and then there are Real Madrid. And I was like, whoa. It's the first time I've ever thought I fully understand why Trent might have gone here. It looked...
Trent doesn't make sense to me, because whatever you think about the size of Real Madrid, you're trying to do it from, like, we're looking at this in a more holistic way. To Trent Alexander-Arnold, Liverpool bigger.
Should be.
It'd be like my dream all my life was obviously to play for Chelsea.
Yeah.
You know, if you went, every kid dreams of playing for Real Madrid. I was like, I literally didn't ever.
But when you've played 400 times for Chelsea, maybe that changes. When you've done it 400 times, when you've done that walk to Stamford Bridge 250 times, when you've done it over and over, you're like, oh, well, one second, I just want to see something a bit different.
Possibly.
You know, it changes, doesn't it, a little bit?
Possibly. I don't necessarily see it from Trent Alexander-Arnold's point of view. What
is it, 14 or 15 times European champions?
15.
15 times.
15.
Didn't they win 3 on a bounce?
Did they win a hat-trick? Bale came on, do you remember?
Yeah, I certainly do.
Yeah, Kiev.
Yeah.
Dua Lipa and all that.
I remember
that.
It.
But then it's the icons of... You know, when we were talking about AC Milan and their prestige, and it is true about AC... Like, I remember AC Milan. You know, like the AC Milan-Barcelona thing? What would it have been, 94? AC Milan beat Barcelona in a European final 4-0.
Yeah.
Desailly.
Yeah.
Like, that was Romario the difference of the club. Side. That was the difference of the clubs then. It's changed, I agree, but that was the difference. What sets Real Madrid apart is whenever they come up against anyone else in Europe, like even Liverpool.
Yeah.
Like, I think...
Dude, it's the worst one. Every time we get anyone else, I'm like...
You think you're going to win. I think
you're
going to win.
As soon as we get Real Madrid, I'm like...
And they have that over everyone. I reckon every set of fans thinks that.
Yeah.
Every set of fans...
When they wear that white uniform, Los Blancos, you know there's a problem.
And it's icon players, isn't it? You know, when you look back over the years.
That's why that Barcelona-Real Madrid thing was so good, because it was two iconic behemoths going against each other.
Their best midfield ever, arguably, versus their best midfield ever. Messi versus Ronaldo.
I remember that Suarez, Neymar, Messi, MSN thing. Bell, Benzema, Ronaldo. Boom, boom. Ramos versus Puyol.
Yeah, there was a period, wasn't there, in life when everyone watched El Clásico. It was as important as any...
Liverpool, Chelsea,
Arsenal, Tottenham, whatever. It was as important.
It was that important.
Yeah.
They're just too big a club right now. And I don't know how anyone bridges the gap. You can't. 15 European Cups. That is the ultimate definition of success here.
Yeah.
How many European trophies do you have? That's the big one. That's, well, that's why the Bayern Munich fans laugh at
Arsenal. That's why the AC Milan, that's why AC Milan have to be on so high.
Yeah, agreed. Like,
they've won it more than basically everyone else.
Yeah.
And they haven't won it for a long time. When did they last win it? 07?
Ancelotti, yeah. 07? Yeah, Liverpool beat Liverpool. 06-07. No, 05-06, I think.
No, 06-07.
You are correct.
Athens, yeah.
Well, we nearly scored one back. I think, who got ahead of us? Crouchy?
Kite.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pennant. Pennant was man of the match.
Remember that?
Pennant. Didn't Inzaghi...
we had a better team then than
yeah,
we did.
The previous, yeah. When you got big. Do you remember Inzaghi? He broke a record. He scored two goals.
Mm.
And the combined total that he was away from the line for both goals was 5 yards. He scored like one from 2 yards, one from 3 yards.
He was the perfect, then it? Very Gary Lineker-esque, yeah.
There we go. That has been emotional.
Whew.
Interesting, and I think possibly incorrect.
Yeah,
but I've thoroughly enjoyed it. So do us a favour. You go into the comment section. Please let us know your top 10 biggest clubs. Where have we got it wrong? Who should we have put in? Who have we missed out? Let us know if you think we got it right. Unlikely, but you never know.
Never know.
Really appreciate you watching. Do us a favour before you go. Click the link in the description and make sure that you subscribe to Adi Oladipo's YouTube channel. There is loads going on over there and he is flying,
yes,
with subscribers. So make sure that you go and check it out. Brilliant, brilliant content. Ta-da.